I found an article here that shows, you know, biracial celebrities, right? And there's like a
Am I
lot of.
on there? Am I on that list?
No, you're not on that. But I think it's interesting because it's interesting what a lot of these celebrities are quoted as saying about why they identify with how they identify, right? So one of the celebrities up there is Halle Berry. And
I love Halle
beautiful,
Berry.
love Halle Berry. Best, you know, one of
Right?
the most beautiful actresses of our time, I think. And one of the best actresses, I think, of our time. So she says that she identifies as black, although her mother's white, her dad's black. So she's, you know, mixed. She's biracial. So she says she identifies as black because she believes in the one drop theory. Are you familiar with the one drop theory?
No, go ahead, break it down.
So back in the days, now,
During the Jim Crow
right,
laws?
Jim Crow and slavery and whatnot, in order for not, this is the gist of it. Like, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but what I do know about the one drop theory is back when there was, you know, slavery was prominent or that was going on in the South, they didn't want anybody who was black to own property and to have, you know, freedom and certain rights.
Right.
So any, and that's anybody coming from somebody who's black. So if you have one drop of black in you, if you're mixed, one drop of black in you, you couldn't own anything. You couldn't own any property. You didn't have, just because you had, you were mixed with white, still meant you were black. That makes sense? Like, even though my daddy is a plantation owner and he's
Yeah.
like, has all this stuff, I have no rights to it because I have a drop of black blood in me. If you have one drop of black in you, even like it goes like generations, like if your great, great, great grandfather were black, even though you looked white, didn't matter. You still couldn't own property. You still didn't have the rights of a white person.
That was a way for people in power to keep power
Right.
and people of color to not have power,
Right.
whether it be with land or
Jobs
Money.
yeah.
I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, that's the founding of this country, is those laws that prevented people from upper mobility
Exactly.
and from gaining wealth for themselves and their families.
You know, so Halle Berry believes in the one drop rule.
So she says, I'm black.
She identifies as black. And she actually said there's a she actually says something. Play this little thing right here.
All right, this is a clip from an interview she did when they asked her about her upbringing and what she identified with. African American or Caucasian?
You're white, I'm black. Help me make sense of all this. Who am I? Who does that make me? Because trying to be in the middle, trying to be both, just isn't working for me. She said, well, let's go look in the mirror. And she said, okay, look at me, what do you see? I said, white skin, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's you. And she said, what do you see when you look at you? I said, brown eyes, brown skin, brown hair. So she said, we're obviously very different. And she said, you will find it easier, I believe, to identify with the group that looks most like you. And I didn't really take that in at first because I thought that would be denying her, my primary caregiver, the hero of my life, the woman who sacrificed and loved me more than anybody. But I realized after a while she had a point. So I made the decision early on to accept that I was really a black woman who had a white mother and that it was all okay.
Wow.
That's I've never heard anybody you know, say it that way.
Or explain it that way, right?
Yeah, explain, which is pretty cool. I'm a black woman with a white mother.
And people who are mixed, we're confused. We're a confused breed of people.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I think we're mostly confused because society has these, you know, check the box. But it's up to us as mixed people to be okay with saying we're mixed, in my
Right.
opinion. You know, so going through this article, so Halle Berry was one. Alicia Keys is one. Now,
What does Alicia Keys say?
Alicia Keys, she's actually a lot more, you know, she's been verbal in saying that she's mixed. But what interests me is why she says that she identifies as a black woman. So she says, according to this article, she says, my mixed race background made me a broad person, able to relate to different cultures. True, right?
Right.
And then, but any woman of color, even a mixed color, is seen as black in America. So that's how I regard myself. I find that interesting.
So she was going to let society dictate on who they think she is and what she represents?
That's how I take it. I mean, right? She says, but any woman of color, even a mixed color, is seen as black in America. So that's how I regard myself. That's sort of what I've heard, like when I ask the questions to people in my circle about, well, why do you think celebrities, or anybody for that matter, but celebrities in particular, because celebrities have the power to push a certain narrative, right?
Right.
To basically stand up for what they are, what their belief system is, and that kind of thing. And it's it goes to the masses, and then celebrities have the ability to create trends and change culture, in my opinion. So why is it this a lot of mixed celebrities out there, they don't say that they're mixed? What they do say is they'll identify with one or the other. Most of the time when you're talking about a white and black mixture celebrity, they're identifying as black, right? Like I can name off a whole bunch of mixed people. Even Bob Marley, right? Most people don't know Bob Marley was mixed. Did you know Bob Marley was mixed?
I knew Bob Marley was mixed.
Yeah, I did not know Bob Marley. That's new to me, Bob Marley's mixed, white and black. But the answer that I get, my circle of people, my circle of friends say that, well, it's because of the one drop theory. That's really what it is. Well, because society sees you that way, so that's how you have to identify.
That's so weird that how that idea of thinking many, many years ago has continued to play in our lives.
Right, and it's such a natural response. It's, well, that's how society sees me, so that's who I'm going to be. And it's, if you break that statement down, right, if you break that statement down, society can see us as a lot of different things.
Right.
Even just not even when you're talking about being mixed or what your physical appearance is. Just because I look like a hoe and everybody says, oh, you're a hoe.
Or because I dress like
a
cholo.
Am I a cholo? That's what I'm saying. That's sort of like fill in the blank, right?
Right.
Just because, well, I regard myself as blank because society sees me as blank.
Or maybe they think that way because it's not important to them. Like she's like, whatever they want to believe, they can believe whatever they want to. I don't care. I'm gonna do my due.
Right.
But I think what that does, and I could see people believing that and having that mentality because they're trying to do whatever they want to do in their lives and mm-hmm. accomplish whatever goals they want to accomplish. That's petty to them. I think it creates a hole in their soul. Like they're missing something that they identify with.
Right. If you're mixed, you identify with a lot. Right.
If you're accepting that you're mixed and you identify with.
Well, is there such thing as accepting that you're mixed but not being verbal about it? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I never spoke to anybody in that situation. But according to these celebrities, they've picked one over the other and they haven't said they're mixed, or they've kind of glazed over their acknowledgement of being mixed and have picked
and
one particular.
Picked one, which is like, this is an article I found on BET. It's actually like a gallery of pictures, BET.com, celebrities. And the article is titled, Biracial Celebrities Who Proudly Claim Black, right?
Right.
And it starts off with, I didn't know this, Tiny, T.I.'s wife. You know Tiny?
Yes.
So she has a white mother and black father, but never claimed she wasn't black. And the whole world was shocked when she appeared on her reality show, Tiny and Toya, with her white mom. And fans were like, what is happening right here? But she never talked about her racial identity. It was always, you know, black. Colin Kaepernick, right? Colin Kaepernick, he has he's adopted. It's believed that he has a white and a black parent, but he was raised by white parents.
Yes, up in the Bay Area.
Jesse Williams is half. He's black and white. Drake.
What's up, Drake?
Let me tell you about Drake.
Break down Drake, because recently he was on the Grammys.
He was.
And he acknowledged his mixed race. Now, he didn't say, I'm this and I'm that. He says, a mixed kid, which is what you and I identify as.
Yeah, play what he said.
All right, let's break down Drake.
This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say, or a fly Spanish girl from New York, or anybody else.
Wow. That's pretty cool, right?
I said thought mixed. That was cool. I was like, hey.
Yeah, everybody was talking about him getting cut off. My ears perked up when he said mixed kid from Canada. I was like, wait, what? Did Drake say mixed?
Because that's our agenda on this podcast, is to promote being mixed and being proud of being mixed.
Right, or saying that you're mixed. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, but to hear him say that as a person with that celebrity status.
Right.
He's world known.
He's huge.
For him to acknowledge that in front of the masses mm-hmm. on that stage was incredibly awesome.
Yeah, I think
Drake,
so.
Come on our podcast. Yes. Let's talk about your upbringing.
Yes, we'd love to talk to you and pick your brain about that. And I know that I've seen interviews with Drake, and he's talked about growing up and being teased because his mother's Jewish, dad black, and so he got teased because he grew up in the Jewish community. His mom raised him, you know? And he went to like bar mitzvahs and did all the whole thing, and You know, so he got teased a lot.
I think kids who are mixed get teased a lot.
Yeah, I think so. And especially like when you're in areas where it's not very diverse.
Right.
Where there isn't a lot of who you are. And so people don't understand. You know, kids are inquisitive, but they can also be mean. Because they don't understand. If you don't look like them, they're going to be, their way of showing misunderstanding or lack of understanding is to tease and to be mean. So Drake went through a whole lot of that. And I thought it was really, really cool that he acknowledged the fact that he's mixed.
You know what? He went through a lot of that. His personal story was of struggle because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Being on this TV show, trying to break into the hip hop world mm-hmm. because he loves to rap. So he's had to overcome these obstacles.
No, he's legit started from the bottom. Like people might like, you know, in the hip hop communities, it was a bit of a joke for a while that really started from the bottom. Like you lived a privileged life. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of struggles, you know, not just financial struggles. So he may have struggled financially. I don't know. But
I think he'd struggle with his identity.
Absolutely.
And that messes with your psyche.
How crazy is it growing up in a Jewish community, but you don't look anything like anybody around you? You know, you don't have the same hair. And, you know.
And you try to fit in, and they're like,
they're just like, it's sort of weird.
Yeah.
Sort of weird.
That hurts.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear people talk about you, and you're going to be ostracized because mm-hmm. you don't look like them.
Right.
And even though you believe in the same
belief system.
Yeah.
Belief system.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and imagine not only that, right? So then he does break into the business, right? But then he gets a lot of craziness from the other side of himself. You know what I'm saying? Like he can't really fit into the Jewish side, or he does his best to and still gets ostracized. Then he jumps into the black community and does his thing. And then he gets ostracized there. Oh, you white, you're light boy in your feelings. Or you're too light skinned to be hard. Or
see, so that's a struggle in itself.
Absolutely, that's a struggle. Absolutely.
So to see him acknowledge that, I think he was speaking from his heart
right.
when he accepted that award. And I was so upset when they cut him off because I wanted to hear what else he had to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a success story.
Absolutely.
You know, but he did, I would think from reading about him, hearing about him, that he had a lot of struggle to make it, that he probably had a lot of doors closed in his face. And no, you can't do that. Come on, you don't look. You're not from the ghetto. You can't
understand.
Do that. You can't,
right.
You know. And I just want to rap. I just want to sing. I want to do my thing, you know. And he started off as an entertainer. I mean, he was an actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And moved on from there and tried to do his music. And I think he found the right people to work with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, someone gave him a chance. Said, you know what? Let's try to work with you.
Well, so Drake, you know, shout out to Drake because he really is bringing, well, with that one statement, in my opinion, he really, really gave a shout out to people who are mixed. And I know he understands the struggle. Lenny Kravitz. You know Lenny Kravitz is mixed? He's African, Bohemian, and Jewish. And he's married to Lisa Bonet, who is also similar, like black, Jewish.
So two mixed people got married and...
And had some more mixed babies. Had their baby Zoe Kravitz, right? Zoe Kravitz. And he says, if you have a drop of black blood, they put the black stamp on you. And he's written about experiencing racial discrimination as a black man.
But you know what? The beauty also of being mixed is that you can go in and out from your different cultures.
Yeah, but see, hold on there, because you get a lot of flack from various communities. At least like, so think about Tiger Woods, for instance, right? I always go back to this situation because back when Tiger Woods first started becoming popular, you know, in one of the press conferences, he said, like, I'm not black. I'm mixed. You know, I don't, that's not verbatim, but he basically said, you know, I'm a mixture of black and Thai.
Right. Not wanting to disregard his mother's
blood. Right, exactly.
Blood.
And then he just got all kinds of flack from the black African-American community. The media outlets just persecuted him. Oh, he doesn't want to be black. He doesn't want to take hold of his black culture. And, you know, then they just call him like Uncle Tom. They like, you know, black media. I can't really tell you which one, but I know that he just got all kinds of flack for saying that he was mixed. So, I mean, that's another answer that I get from my circle of friends when we talk about this kind of thing. It's like, also, you can't come out and say you're one or the other. You can't come out and say you're mixed because then you'll get flack for denying one part of you. It's so crazy to me.
You know what's funny is when I look back, I never denied either culture. I never said I'm this and then I'm that. I've always said I've always been mixed. I've always claimed Mexipino. Mm. I've always claimed that.
Did you?
I don't know where I got that either. Where did I get that? But I knew my dad didn't look like my mom. My mom didn't look like my dad. They didn't have the same accents, different cultures.
Right.
So.
Well, that's so. Did you grow around a lot of both of them?
I would say majority were Mexican.
Okay, but then did you grow around Filipinos also? Were they?
They were in and there, scattered here and there.
Well, which makes sense then, because you identify. Well, I don't know. When I first met you, I always thought you. I didn't know that you were Mexipino. I thought you were Mexican.
What?
Yeah, I really thought you were, because you're just so ingrained in the Mexican culture. Like, everything about you says, I'm Mexican, you know, without getting to know you any further. Everything about you is Mexican culture. And so it was, like, surprising to me when you were like, you're Filipino? You're half Filipino? What? Say what? You're half of what I am? Okay, all right. It's crazy, like, when you meet somebody who has, like, you know, a little bit of what you are, that you immediately sort of gravitate to that.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm part of something, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's sort of how, like, I feel when I meet people who say that they're Filipino or half Filipino.
Like, yeah, oh. So do I. I'm like, hey.
I sometimes try to be all extra, like, mabuhay, hey, what's up? Like, I got to let you know that, like, I'm part of,
like,
you.
Like, I'm legit. Here's my card.
But I think it probably just comes down to the very fundamental human longing for acceptance. You know, it's a very fundamental longing to be accepted and be a part of something. And we do that through our cultural background, I guess. You know, or even, like, you know, where you are from socially, demographically. Like, you know, when I meet somebody, come across somebody who went to the same high school I did in Virginia, I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, we got something we can connect on. You know,
and do you guys connect?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, if I meet somebody who went to the same high school, then I'd feel like I had a connection to them, regardless of what their skin was or what they were culturally. I think we all just fundamentally, as human beings, want to feel connected and accepted and part of something. And it doesn't really matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your background is, because it can be connecting on anything. Oh my God, you like plantains? I like plantains too. What? Let's be friends. Right. You know? I think it's a... So...
That's how kids are, right?
Yeah. But that's
like
how
Hot Wheels?
We are.
I like Hot Wheels.
But that's how we are too. You right. know, as adults. You know, it doesn't really matter what our cultural background is. It's really how we interact with each other socially and what we can find to connect us, whether it's Hot Wheels or whether it's plantains or whether it's, like, our mothers are the same, you know, they're both Filipino. Going back to feeling mixed, I think celebrities have the power to change the narrative and change the way we see ourselves socially as mixed.
I'm hoping that there's more celebrities that will recognize their mixed cultures, just like Drake did.
Or just say we're mixed. I'm mixed. J. Cole, say you're mixed.
Just say you're mixed.
He does. He is mixed.
Just say you're mixed. We should have a hit list of people we should tweet and say, just say you're mixed. We love you.
Become trolls.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a good thing.
The Mixed Up Podcast Show, just tweeting, say you're mixed. Go on, let it out. Let it out. You'll feel so much better. No, it's just,
trolls.
It's just
I hate
inter- that. It's an interesting conversation and interesting to think about.
All right. That does it for this episode of the Mixed Up Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we love your feedback. You could reach me on social media at Javier the X-Man, spelled with an X, X-A-V-A-E-R.
And I am at Cheryl Radio on all your social media. That's at Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L Radio.
And thanks for listening to the Mixed Up Podcast.
Thank you. It's the Mixed Up Podcast.